Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story is titled, My Husband Brought Three People He Barely Knows to Live With Us Because Family, and I've been playing maid for the past 3 months. I'm stuck cleaning up after five people now because my husband decided to bring three people from out of the country to come live with us without even talking to me about it. One is his 17-year-old cousin. He brought literally on his way home and let me know that they were 3 hours away from our house, and the other two are newlyweds, one of which is another cousin of his, who he hid coming from me until the day I was scheduled to be induced to have our second baby. He never told me when they were showing up, and 6 hours after having my baby, my Ring camera goes off to show me two strangers knocking on my door. It was them. Surprise, surprise. I cried my ass off. I ended up staying at my mum's house for a month after because why the fuck would I want to stay in a house with three strangers I barely know while I'm recovering from childbirth? And they kept telling my cousin they don't know why I was avoiding them and asking if I don't like them or I'm mad at them. They are disgusting. They never clean up after themselves. I'm responsible for taking the wife places even though I never signed up for this shit. We have to buy all the food and supplies for the house, and these people had the audacity to say they want to keep snacks separated from us because of our 5-year-old. But they're more than welcome to use all our food whenever they feel like it, but my daughter can't eat one of their Rice Krispie treats. I've been cleaning up after all of them for 3 months now, and I can't do it anymore. My house is disgusting. They broke my washer because they're always doing laundry, and I never get to do laundry because it's always full when I put anything in the dryer. It gets taken out before it's done, so I end up having to rewash all of it. I have 7 laundry baskets full of clothes to catch up on. They also talk about me behind my back, and the wife only ever talks to me when she needs something. I already have to clean up after my disorganized husband who leaves chips bags, wrappers and crumbs everywhere, and now I have to clean up after a teenager who we can't get rid of and a newlywed couple who spends most of the day fucking in my daughter's room because and where they're staying. I know I have an SO problem, and I've tried talking to him about this, but just like with any other conversation, it's like he tunes me out as soon as he hears my voice. I can't bring up his cousin's wife anymore because my husband always defends her fiercely and we end up fighting about it. I even got her a job with my aunt and she hasn't been to work in 2 weeks. My aunt only did this favor because I asked and his cousin's wife kept moaning and crying about wanting to work but not being able to find a job. I'm at my wit's end with having a newborn and a 5-year-old. I have mental breakdowns every day because I'm constantly cleaning and I'm at the point I want to divorce my husband because I can't believe he did something so fucking selfish. He didn't once consider my feelings or comfort with all of this. He didn't take into account that his pregnant wife might not be okay with all of this and just brought them here and expected me to shut up. I don't know what to do anymore. Now, I don't know if what I'm going to say is good advice. You have to take this with a pinch of salt, but I would say go back to your mum's for the time being if you can. And I would literally say, I am not coming back home while those people are there. That's up to him how he deals with it. But I'm not sure if that's good advice because I'm not sure where that leaves you legally in terms of the house. But I think your mental health and your safety is priority. For damn sure, I wouldn't be doing nothing for these people. You don't have to be driving anyone around anywhere, cleaning up after them. I know your house is going to get a mess, but you're not responsible for these other grown adults in your house. So I think if I was you in that situation, and it's possible, I would be going to your mum's because after everything for the childbirth as well and everything, you don't need this added additional stress on top of everything. Crossanto says, first, stop doing anything for these adults. Then I would send them all home. Tell them they need to leave. The husband didn't need your permission to allow them to stay, and you don't need his permission to tell them to go. It's your home too. If that doesn't work, back to your mum's and let your husband know it's them or you. The Snuggie one says, gather vital records, birth certificates, social security cards, anything related to kids' births or health, your marriage license, etc. Gather documents, anything related to financial that you can get your hands on, monthly statements for bills, mortgage paperwork, bank statements, car-related documents, all insurance policies, etc. Important photos, clothing items, and art. These can be tricky to get out. Only take what is really important. Look through your closet. When I left behind some very valuable and special dresses that I still think about. I also left my fucking mixer, but whatever. Do this secretly and bring this all to your mum's house over a week or two. Then tell him you want to stay at your mum's for a few days to get your head clear. While you're there, look up divorce attorneys. Make a list or two or three you like based on their websites and reviews and call them for consultations. Make an intake appointment with the one you like best from those initial phone calls and go in and see them and explore your options. This isn't going to get better. You're going to be much happier without him dragging you down. I gave myself a second chance at life with my divorce and live a completely different, amazing existence. You can do it. You are living in hell. Get out. Testy Texan says, if you don't want to go back to your mum's house, start making it uncomfortable for them. Don't drive them anywhere, at all. Not even if you're already going to the same place. Cook for you and your kids, maybe your husband, but don't make enough for them. Let your 5-year-old eat all their snacks. Your house, they can share whatever they bring in. If you need to do laundry and their stuff is in there, take it out or go tell them to. At best, I would tell them they can do laundry on a specific day of the week. Now I'm petty, but I'd start the dishwasher and washer when they got in the shower. Be extra loud if you're up early and they are not, etc. And one more from What's Up Buttercup 420 says, I'd be petty as fuck. They can't pick up their stuff? It goes in the trash. You want to separate food? Bet. I'd go to Home Depot and put locks on the cupboards and fridge. Where are you going to put your milk now, boo? Can't switch out your laundry? Throw it in wet and all where they sleep. You need a ride? Better get an Uber. Otherwise, the bus stop is down the street to your left. Hungry? Want to cook? Don't use my pans, mama. Get your own. And if you leave your dishes in the sink undone, they go in the trash. My house, my rules. You don't want to deal with my brand of bullshit. You don't like living here. Rent a room on Craigslist. Your husband, I'd flat out tell him if he wants to back up his family over this, over his wife and kids, then he's welcome to go with them. It's okay to make life hard for people like that until they don't want to be there anymore. They won't go anywhere. People don't make changes when they are perfectly comfortable and their needs are being met. Call me Petty Betty, but I don't play that game. Petty Betty. So OP's first update says, I've been reading through all the comments and just wanted to answer some questions I saw. No, my husband was actually not like this before. We're in the process of building our dream home, and before that, he was a fantastic husband. He also owns his own business and has actually started therapy a couple of months ago because he told me he feels incredibly depressed from all the stress he's been dealing with. Before the house build, he helped around the house. He helped with the kids and communicated really well to me. He started changing about 5 months ago when we got past a certain phase in our house build. Also, the house we live in isn't mine or his, it's my mum's house. And the kicker is, we aren't even paying rent here. I have my uncle living in a room in the house and he pays my mum rent and helps around the house when he can. We actually asked him to live with us because of an incident that happened a couple of years back and we wanted to have another person in the house for safety. So my husband brought 3 people to live in a house that isn't even his to begin with. My husband's actually way too nice when it comes to his family. He doesn't know how to say no. He went back home for the first time since he was 4 and when he got there, he was immediately being asked about his life here in the US because his family thinks he's super rich and has it easy. That's when the teenager was thrown on us and the teenager is actually a US citizen, so my husband felt like he couldn't say no. I guess the teen went back and told his cousin how easy it is here, and the other cousin is also a US citizen, and began to call my husband every day asking for help to get to us. It was literally every single day at 6 p.m, and he'd be on the phone with him for hours. My in-laws were pissed when they found out he was going to be helping them and tried to convince him not to help, but he didn't listen. I was the one who said the couple couldn't come when we move into our new home. I can get the teen to clean and help. It's easy because he gets super embarrassed when I call him out on his messes and he's actually pretty apologetic. He actually isn't too much of a handful and is always willing to help. It's the couple that's been the problem, really. I did give him an ultimatum and he did choose us. They're aware that they aren't coming with us when we move. We move next week, so they should be out by next Friday. My husband asked me this morning if something was wrong, and I told him everything I wrote on here and emphasized that he is the problem and how incredibly hurt I was. He never took me into consideration when he made these decisions. He said we could take a break and he would leave for a little bit so we could figure out what our next steps are and I could get some space, but I'm not letting him do that. I'd end up being here with his family and they're not my problem. They're his. I can't go to my mum's because my mum has two people from her home country staying there that we also barely know because she felt bad for them and they needed a place to stay. I'm stuck here and I'm moving to my new home next week by myself with the kids. So then OP's next update came in 1 month later.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So a lot has happened in the last month. The couple didn't find a place to live. They started stressing about how they were going to be homeless and stuff, and my husband guilt-tripped me into letting them live with us. So yeah, they moved into our new house and they were super, super happy. At first everything was okay. They stayed out of my way and I didn't bother them because I was bitter and busy moving. Eventually I thought, okay, I'm going to live with these people, so let me try and get along with the wife. We actually got along pretty okay. My aunt ended up firing her because she stopped going to work, so she was at home literally all day, and she didn't do shit to contribute. She never cleaned or cooked or helped around the house, but I was like, okay, whatever, as long as she isn't making a mess. Eventually, she made an appointment at a woman's clinic for some fertility issues she was having, and she asked me to take her. I said, sure, whatever. So I was taking her to her appointments and spending more time with her, and we were really getting along. Now, mind you, they're not paying rent yet. I was cooking all our dinners on the weeknights and lunch and dinner on the weekends, and still cleaning up afterwards by myself. I would wake up at 5 a.m, make breakfast for my family, clean, make lunch, clean, make dinner, and then stay awake till midnight and clean. Her routine was wake up around 12 p.m, make a coffee, eat breakfast, go to her room, and come out when her husband got home so they could eat my dinner. I was getting burnt out, but it was the most solid my marriage has ever been. I was cleaning and cooking, and he was helping me with the kids and helping around the house. This lasted like 2 weeks. Today, my daughter had my husband's phone. I noticed it on the couch, and this man never goes without his phone. I got curious because he will not post shit about me on social media, so I wanted to see if he finally had. He hasn't, but I noticed he had a couple of girls I didn't know as new Instagram friends. So I go to his post you've liked and notice this girl's pictures. He's liked all her pictures, even her most recent being like 2 weeks ago. And I go to her profile and notice she's from where his cousin and wife are, and the cousin's wife is the only mutual friend they have. I get curious and thought, I'm going to go through cousin's wife WhatsApp messages with my husband because there's no way they haven't discussed this girl. Lo and behold, she told him about this girl. She sent my husband a screenshot of this girl's Facebook profile, and my husband was like, what's that? And she was like, oh, I meant to send it to the other cousin, but my husband gave me the wrong number. My bad. And my husband goes, wait, she's gorgeous. Send it again so I can look her up. And cousin's wife says, no, I don't want any problems. And he goes, no, send it. And tell her I'm going to add her and stuff so she doesn't get shy because I know how girls in your country can be. And she goes, okay, and sends him the screenshot again and starts telling him about her and what she's like. Then she says, oh, she's 18 though. And he goes, okay, does she have an older sister or something? And she goes, yeah, she does. And he's, well, like, send me hers too. And she sends it to him too. And he adds her too. And then he screenshots the first girl he accepted the friend request and sends it to the cousin's wife with these emojis and the little faces with love heart eyes, if you're on the podcast. And cousin's wife thinks it's super funny and basically ends a convo with, don't worry, it'll stay between us three. Lol. So he added her on Facebook and then went and still wanted to add her on Instagram. So these fuckers, living in my house rent free, I'm cooking and cleaning for them, taking her to appointments and shit, being made for all of them, have the audacity to do some shit like this. Don't even feel one lick of remorse. So I confronted my husband. He blamed me and said it was because he was stressed because of building and because I was staying with my mum after the baby, so he did something stupid and I wasn't being a good wife, and that now that I finally am, he didn't want to ruin anything. He doesn't think she owes me an apology, and he doesn't think he does either because it was just a friend request. So, I kicked them all out. I kicked him, the cousin, the wife, and the teen out. The teen, I felt bad, but he was just there and he's my husband's responsibility. My in-laws came to pick up the couple after screaming at them and my mother-in-law calling the wife a bunch of names. Took them to their house and apologized for their family causing me issues. I'm now going to separate from my soon-to-be ex-husband, sell my dream home, use the cash to buy a house for me and my daughters. They don't think they've done anything wrong. Cousin's wife says that she told my husband she didn't want any problems, so she doesn't feel like she messed up. Husband is still feverishly defending them and doesn't want me to confront them, so there's probably more to all of this, but at this point, I don't care. Then OP adds in the comment which says, she wanted us to let her get a dog. She thought she'd be allowed to, and her idea was that she'd put a diaper on the dog or put down pads and she'd get a teacup type so it wouldn't bother us. Little does she know that when they first got here, her husband complained about how he used to always step on dog poop and pee back home because she never cleaned up after dogs. Why the hell would I let you bring a dog when I know for a fact you won't clean up after him? Also a diaper on a dog and doggy pads, like how fucked up, dude? A commenter asked OP, said, so you are leaving him, right? And OP said, yes, it's over. Ugh, I just hate but family stories where they invite family and they make excuses for family all the time. But I was hugely surprised by the in-laws coming in and, you know, ripping into them like that. I think that's always good. But what do you guys make of this situation? I would like to say if I was in that situation, they would have been gone a long time ago, but I guess it's difficult when you're actually experiencing it. But what do you guys think? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next little story is coming from the Malicious Compliance subreddit, which is from the user IamJ, J is me, and says, if I can't drink here, neither will my friends. Not sure if this is malicious compliance or just unintended consequences, but I feel like it belongs here. Back in my mid-20s, I used to wait tables at this restaurant in my hometown. The money was good and I got along well with everyone there. Usually after our shift, a few of the servers would sit at the bar and have a few drinks to wind down. I figure, why go to another bar when there's a bar right here? We always tipped well and nothing was ever an issue. Until one day when the owner out of nowhere decided that employees weren't allowed to drink at the bar anymore. Now, I completely understand this is a normal rule in other bars and the owner was well within his rights. I just didn't see where this came from. I asked the manager if we did anything wrong to warrant the rule change. He said the owner was just being a dick. He told me he tried to talk him out of it because there was no reason, but the owner just wanted to make his presence known. Okay, he's within his right to. However, what he didn't count on was Thursday nights and my friends. Back then, my friends were in a punk band and had practice every Thursday night. I would work every Thursday night and they would meet up with me at my bar and grab a drink with me after my shift. And usually they'd bring their girlfriends, friends, and whoever was hanging around. My friends pretty much made the bars Thursday night as busy as a Friday or a Saturday. And when I tell you we could drink, ooh, we could drink. And of course, everyone tipped generously. So when I told them I wasn't allowed to drink at my bar anymore after my shift, they were pissed as I was. My buddy Bob was like, wait, so there's no point to go to your bar and then for all of us to go to another bar after you're done so you can join us? We might as well just go to another bar and then you can meet up with us after. It was the most logical solution. There was another bar around the corner. So come Thursday around 9 p.m, I'm finishing up my shift as my manager approaches me. He looks at the empty bar and asks, hey man, are your friends on their way? They're usually 3 drinks in by now. I replied, oh, they're actually 4 drinks in. They're at the bar around the corner. My manager is dumbfounded. Wait, what? Why aren't they drinking here? I calmly tell him, well, they want to drink with me and I'm not allowed to drink here. Now, if you excuse me, there's a pint of Canehead High, my favorite beer, waiting for me around the corner. I walked out and joined my friends for a fun night. Now, I must admit that I feel bad for the bartender who usually worked Thursday nights. She had no part in the decision and her tips suffered because of our move. But that's on management, not me. After a few weeks, the owner noticed a dip in sales on Thursday nights and said we're allowed to drink at our bar again. However, the damage was done. We find out that not only did the bar around the corner have all the beers we usually drink,
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
They were much cheaper. We also struck up a great friendship with the bartenders. We found our new hangout spot. There was no reason to go back. Oh well. And like OP said, I felt a little bit bad for the bartenders that would usually work a Thursday night, but you know, it's not OP's responsibility. It was the stupid owner who sounded like they were just going for some sort of power play at this point. But it's one of those ones where I would love to be in that office at the time, that Thursday night, the owner may be sitting there thinking, hold up, no one's coming in anymore. What the hell's going on? And then to realize their fuck up, be absolutely amazing to see. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being here, being awesome. All that good stuff really does mean the world. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.